Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. This is the place to go, the Talkers.com website, for all the latest news about what's going on News Talk Radio. This program is all about summarizing the subject matter, the topics, if you will, the people that are being discussed. Every week we do this. Michael does the job of going through all the numbers, and then we anecdotally kind of take apart one or two of either the issues, the people, or things that are going on in this industry that are kind of fascinating. And Michael's the guy on the inside, so we'll start with our stories and go from there, Michael.
I'm on the inside. Let me out. Let me out. Here we go. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action, and we have NFL preseason action. At number 9, we have the Mars Curiosity mission tied with the Midwest drought. At number 8, Facebook stock tumbles. At number 7, Prince Harry parties naked. At number 6, Syria violence. Don't you love the way we have juxtaposition?
Would anybody
here?
Care if you partied naked?
I can't seem to get any attention. I do it every day, and
really?
Nobody cares. This guy does it, and everybody makes a big deal.
Amazing.
But, you know, from Prince Harry parties naked at number 7, we have Syria violence at number 6. At number 5, we have the SEAL Team 6 book. Israel-Iran tensions at number 4. At number 3, the Todd Akins controversy. I don't know what the controversy is. It's pretty crazy. You know what he stepped in. At number 2, Obama's Medicare cuts. And at number 1, we have the approaching political conventions and the threat of an approaching tropical storm. Adds a little extra meteorological drama to another drama-less convention. The people...
Yeah.
I'm stumbling my way through this.
That's
Prince
okay.
Harry is at number 10. Bill Clinton is at number 9. There's a couple of guys that were caught. No, I'm not really.
Yeah.
At number 8, Bashar al-Assad and Vladimir Putin.
Who'd want to see them naked?
Number 7, Matt Bissonnet. Benjamin Netanyahu at number 6, a fellow you and I hung out with one
right.
day.
Yep.
At number 5, Joe Biden. Number 4, Todd Akins. At number 3, Paul Ryan. Mitt Romney at 2 and Barack Obama at number 1. And there you have the whole ball of wax.
Now, do you think that the name Matt Bissonnet has become a household name yet? Or is this going to be one of those, as they say, developing stories?
Who?
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I find, frankly, the idea of what he did at first interesting. Some of the usual suspects in the so-called news media tried to discredit this using some of their sources in political circles who wanted to discredit this guy, whoever he was, until somebody found out he was the real deal. And so the book now has much more credibility. For those of you who may not know, you've heard the discussion about the SEAL Team 6 book about bin Laden and how he was dispatched. And the fellow at first didn't want to have his own name associated with it, so he used a pseudonym and was going to do interviews after the book comes out September 11th in disguise, like Sacha Baron Cohen or something like that.
Right, right.
And now he doesn't have to. He's a retired SEAL who was on the mission.
Right.
That's who this guy is. So isn't it amazing, Michael, what lengths and how some of the folks who are in the news talk business sort of took the bait and tried to discredit this guy. Once they find out, what do they do? How does anybody who went to such lengths to discredit this guy, and now it turns out he's the real deal, what do you do now? What's your encore?
You say, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is very difficult for many people to say today.
Yeah. If you're smart, that's what you say.
Of course. Wrong. Yeah. Hey, let me correct it. Seek truth, not victory. Whenever you seek truth, you'll always win. The best answer always is, I was wrong, made a mistake, changed my mind. People that try to cover up ignorance or cover up a mistake or learn new evidence and then they don't want to change their view, so they try to discredit the new evidence.
Mm-hmm.
This is going on everywhere. I mean, this is the nature of the times. You and I have discussed this before. I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but I don't think anything else is more important. In terms of talking about the nature of the media and journalism and opinions and pundits and politicians. They try to win at the cost of the truth as opposed to seek the truth, and maybe that will make you a winner. And that's why we don't seem to be getting anywhere in terms of policy, because the politicians are not seeking answers. They're seeking to discredit the answers of the opponents, even if the opponents might have a good idea.
Well, they're also seeking to polarize and divide further and serve themselves and their parties and not the people that they are supposedly hired through the ballot box to take care of the needs of the constituents. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, a good website for you to go every day to find out what the status is of your favorite hosts, favorite programs, favorite stations. We continue on the countdown in a moment.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 eligible Goodyear tires when you use your Sears card. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more coupons and offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Offer ends 9/22. Rebates range from $40 to $80. Rebate ends 12/1. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
IBM System X, x86 servers, and a mid-sized company.
One company makes these, and another these. Different companies with one thing in common, IBM System X x86 servers. They're flexible, affordable, and high-performing, with the System X 3650 M4 delivering up to 84% improved performance over its previous generation system. So even if these companies are different, IBM can help both.
For more on IBM System X servers with Intel Xeon processors, go to ibm.com/systems/choice.
The Pikes Peak region welcomes you back to the beauty of the Purple Mountain Majesty, to the adventure of the great outdoors, to world-class shops, restaurants, and hotels, to our rich history and heritage, to the events, attractions, and culture that make memories for a lifetime. Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, welcome back. For more information, www.visitcos.com.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. We get the information, the so-called news talk radio world gets the conversational tidbits from supposedly the news, and then we talk about what's in the news. And so when you move from the two examples that I'd like to come up with this week to sort of examine, Michael, after what you said a few minutes ago, the West Nile virus outbreak and how the information that's coming from that seems to... I heard a couple of really interesting ways of dealing with this. One of them was to tell people how they wouldn't get sick. If you don't want to get the West Nile virus, here's what you do. Rather than the attack that some people were taking was, oh, my God, can you believe this? Everybody's going to get sick. As a matter of fact, one of the people that I'm on the air with, Rich McFadden, on the Monday through Friday program, his son came home and said, Daddy, is this mosquito the one that's going to kill me?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that's, hello, this is an 8-year-old boy. Is this the mosquito that's going to kill me?
It really tells it like, you know, the way it's happening out there.
Yeah, everybody's getting scared by looking at nonsense, because that's what this story is, complete fabricated nonsense.
Which is the case with most of these kinds of potential pandemics and diseases that are going to destroy the world.
Right.
The thing that the media needs to do is get the expert medical people on immediately and then focus on ways to prevent the spread.
Well, but what they're trying to do is get them going, well, how bad is it? Instead of saying, what's the story? How bad is it, Fred?
Right.
Kind of stuff.
Well, this is again, the problem is that sensationalism sells. It's a quick fix for ratings. I don't know. I mean, it's a problem that's inherent in human nature.
It is.
It's very hard to step out and be the sole, you know, revolutionary in a new direction when everything is going in that direction. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
I mean, I could sit here and point and find fault and you know, make like we're so smart and virtuous. But
no, I think it's actually amusing. I find it to be it's very interesting stuff to listen to, frankly, in terms of how, you know, we get people to listen to what the discussions are about. I find it very interesting, especially if you get somebody who will say, okay, this is how you fix the problem, and then get two people, oh, no, that won't work. Oh, yes, it will. Then that's a pretty interesting discussion.
Yeah, that's true. The thing is, you know, that everything basically is equal, and the media plays to different states of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have a positive state of mind. Some people have a negative state of mind. Some people are very brave, courageous, and they go through life philosophically. Others go through life with fear. And right now, fear seems to be prevalent as a target. So the media plays, you know, it's like the low-hanging fruit expression.
Yeah.
The media is playing to fear because fear right now is a large target.
Mm-hmm.
And you can play to fear or you can play to optimism. There is no truth as to, no one knows where things are going to go. All things are possible. A hurricane is coming. It could destroy entire towns, kill thousands of people, or it might just bypass the town. So what do you say? How do you want to talk about it? Do you want to talk to people who are optimistic? Do you want to talk to people who are fatalistic? Do you want to talk to people who think everything is a catastrophe? It's the states of mind that really start the cycle of how the media positions itself in terms of the tone it takes.
All right, so then maybe we could promote some talk radio programs as mother-in-law radio.
There you go. Yeah. You
right.
Know. What's wrong with you people?
That's mother-in-law radio. All right, so how about Todd Akins? And that, again, wonderful fodder for a conversation. You listen to the folks on the left take a shot at it, the folks on the right take a shot at it. And I think it's actually been vetted fairly well because, again, made for great, you know, people say, oh, my God, I don't want to say that on the radio. But yet you were given license to because this guy opened the door.
Right, right. Well, it's always fun talking to you about these things, Doug, you know, and I try, you know, with what we do at Talkers to remain as objective as we can because we deal with, in our industry, so many different points of view.
Right.
And I think objectivity is a service.
We encourage more of it, actually, and that's, you know, where does it come from? Who knows?
Yeah.
But it's all part of what people are thinking. It's the freedom of speech sort of thing, Michael.
Well, that's the foundation upon which it's all built, and that's the one area we're not objective about. We're very subjective about free speech.
Yep. All right, so there it is, the overview of some of the stories and the behind-the-behind, if you will, on the News Talk Radio Review. Talkers.com is the website. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher, here on The Countdown.
From coast to coast, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, and that includes what's going on Talk Television as well. And that includes Steve Corbett, who talks here to Ben LaBolt from the Obama campaign about his remarks that describe Mitt Romney's recent attacks on Obama as unhinged.
You made reference to Governor Romney's comments seeming unhinged. Was that right off the top of your head, or was that planned?
Well, you know, I just thought it was interesting that over the course of the past year, Governor Romney has run almost an entirely negative campaign, tearing down his opponents and then telling them to stop whining. That has not been an issue-based campaign. And suddenly he changes his tune on Saturday when he announces his running mate and says he wants to focus the economic choice facing voters, which is what the president has focused on all along. And then he walked away from that pledge on Wednesday night and accused us of running a hateful campaign, and I think anybody who watched his speech would know that it was over the top, that wasn't focused on the issues that are going to decide the election, and it was important to call that out.
The other day we spent 4 hours here in the afternoon talking about how the appointment and the anointment of Paul Ryan will likely hurt rather than help Mitt Romney. Now, obviously, I'm a commentator. I take sides. I'm a strange commentator to boot because I will attack the Republicans at any possible opportunity, but as a Democrat, I'm also very critical of my own party when they behave in ways I think they should know better. So when we talked about Paul Ryan as the VP running mate, we decided here, and I heard a lot of people in northeastern Pennsylvania agreeing with me, that not only will this hurt the Romney-Ryan ticket on a national level, we believe that the Ryan appearance will hurt a number of congressional races, particularly the one right here in the 11th Congressional District with Lou Barletta and the adjoining 10th Congressional District with Tom Marino. When you sit and strategize, in addition to the campaign for the president and the vice president, do you discuss these related congressional races as well?
Absolutely. A couple points. First of all these folks are running on the same budget and the same economic vision, and that's that we should force the middle class and seniors to extend and expand $5 trillion tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. Under the Ryan budget, Governor Romney would pay less than 1% for his income taxes, and you'd see seniors paying thousands of dollars more out of pocket for their health care.
Here's radio man David Bowes talking about a new attack on Paul Ryan because he's Catholic, but not Catholic enough.
Paul Ryan under attack for being Catholic, but not being Catholic enough. Daily Caller has a story about Paul Ryan's former priest saying, "Your kids may starve to death," says Father Stephen Umhofer. "Your kids may starve to death because of Ryan's budget cuts." CNN's report.
Paul Ryan, you do not speak for us.
Met by protest both outside and in. House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan went to Georgetown, the nation's oldest Catholic university, to respond to critics of his budget proposal.
Of course there can be differences among faithful Catholics on this. The work I do as a Catholic holding office conforms to the social doctrine as best I can make of it.
Ryan's recent comments that his Catholic faith guided him in planning the 2013 Republican budget caused an uproar among some Catholic groups, from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to about 90 Georgetown University faculty, all criticizing the GOP budget guru for linking Catholic social teaching to a budget they say goes against it.
We think that a budget document is a moral document. It should be motivated by moral values.
Father Tom Reese is one of the Georgetown faculty members speaking out.
A program that guts programs for the poor, cuts programs for health care, cuts programs that train people so that they can get jobs. This is the kind of thing we're very concerned about.
Okay, so basically you've just got a guy who's really liberal, who's got the collar on, saying, hey, boy, this is an outrage here. Because if you look at what Ryan's been doing with his reforms, it's not I'm ditching everybody. It's these programs have got to encourage people, for example, to get out of poverty. If you've got programs that are supposed to train people to work and they don't actually do it, then you're just wasting money and there's an opportunity cost and there's an irresponsibility there.
800-510-8255. So put your finger and your mouth and your mind together and call us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Again, the number is 800-510-8255.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-940-2669. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-940-2669. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. 1-800-940-2669. That's 1-800-940-2669.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Time is 33 past the hour. What's new in the world of talk radio? Conversation really isn't new. The countdown focusing on the presidential race now and your calls at 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen with John in Maryland, who typically leans to the right, but not so sure he's going to be there this year.
I came from a Democratic stronghold, still town. And then I saw that all that still left under the a democratically controlled House and a Republican president. And then the social issues, I kind of leaned towards, conservatism. But after being 55 years old and seeing the same policies being driven by both parties, and then when one runs a policy, they disagree with the other party, I just ended up being an independent because I've been around too long to see that 4 years later, one party will advocate one principle, and then the other party would advocate the same principle, and then the other party would be against it. So I am more of a conservative than I am a liberal. So I typically lean to the right, not always, but typically for the Republican candidate.
All right, doesn't sound like he has. He may be where many of you are. If you agree with him, sound off. 800-510-8255. Let's move to Hawaii, where Michael has thoughts about Paul Ryan.
I really am happy that now Paul Ryan got in the picture. You know, he was nominated to be the vice president for the Republicans, and so I think that really makes a choice for America. Now we have to choose between, a group that's going to try to get the cost of government down, and so we just don't go on and on until they have to print more and more money and be like Greece.
800-510-8255. Granted, there are strong differences among us. Are there strong differences among the politicians? The spin meter and the politics and how people are being broken down there, specifically the Republicans aiming at one group, the Democrats aiming at another group, the ages, who's voting along this line, the number of people that are supporting Ron Paul, who supported Obama before and who's not now. Dorothy in Massachusetts looks forward to voting against Mitt Romney.
Several years ago, when Mitt Romney was governor here, I saw his push to push the tax burden on the local communities rather than rather than on the state. And so it was during that time that our town was not willing to cut back on their support of education, so the local property taxes went up. So by now my property taxes are approaching $10,000 for a small house, 1,600 square feet, old house, unrenovated. And so I decided that I was looking for an opportunity to vote against Mitt Romney.
All right, so where do you think, what difference does it make whether you're missing the point, Dorothy? The point isn't whether you pay state taxes, local taxes, federal taxes. The point is you're paying too much in taxes. You're contradicting yourself, and it isn't that it sounds foolish, it isn't well thought through. There are too many people who pay too much in taxes. There are too many taxes that are used for frivolous. Why should you pay taxes in order to help a charity that you don't support? Why is that important? Do you really bear down and look at why the taxes? Romney's effort to cut taxes at the state level was a signal, and then it also was an underscoring of a home rule. You want to spend more for education? You spend it, raise it yourself. That's the way the Home Rule Amendment works. So you can vote against Mitt Romney, should you like. Pretty interesting whether or not he carries Massachusetts, having been governor here. It looks like, well, there still is a lot of time. There could be any number of major gaffes between now and then, like the situation with Mr. Aiken. 800-510-8255, which definitely will impact the Republicans, not only in that state, but in other states. Third party time, you hear a lot of people talking about that. Where's the discussion here on a third party? Patricia in Nevada thinks the Republicans aren't capable of compromising.
What I see going on, I really don't appreciate when the Republicans not agreeing on compromising. Compromising is the main thing in life. Everyone has to compromise to get things done for the American people. I am still listening and watching what is going on. I have voted Republican before. However, I would like to see more compromising in Congress. They're not getting things done for us. People are out of jobs. And if the president put a job plan out there, they look it over and see what can be done about it. If something can be changed, they change it and go down the list. Instead of saying the Republicans say no, no, no to everything, things doesn't work that way. I have switched, voted for Democrats, I've voted for Republicans before, and I just need everyone to come just to compromise. That's the main thing.
The two parties are the same. Described by one of the callers earlier, the right doesn't, they switch back and forth their thoughts and their allegiances because the parties are more important than the people. And that's why it is so important to get more parties. No parties would be great, just people who run. Why do we have parties anyway? What's the reason for that? 800, somebody call and tell me why we have parties. What's the reason to have a party? Why don't people just express themselves and find those who are in the same camp as you are on issues? Why does it, you know, Rita, what a waste all these party mechanisms are? 800-510-8255. That's what the battle is all about. Fred in California doesn't vote for candidates. He usually votes against somebody.
All my life, what I've done is I've voted against the guy that I didn't like the most. So I don't really vote for anybody. I vote against the one that I find most worrisome. And then if I happen to vote for one who wins, I end up with buyer's remorse. So I've actually thought about not voting at all this time, although I think that Obamacare is such a tragedy. I think I'm feeling a little compelled to go and vote for Romney just to try and, you know, on the off chance that that would help to do something for it.
That's interesting. 800-510-8255. Are you voting for or are you voting against all of the diversions, even the Medicare discussion is a diversion. The Aiken thing is a diversion. Mitt Romney running a campaign that seems to paint with a broad brush a focus on the economy, and you can figure, okay, he wants to rally voters because of jobs and fiscal policy, which for me is the issue. Meanwhile, the president is going, he's picking demographics. I was talking about that earlier, particular groups, and they can be age, they can have certain specifics of interest. He has tailored his speeches and a lot of ads to women and to older voters and now new young voters who may not have been around 4 years ago, because anybody that's around 4 years ago and is voting now isn't voting for Obama. Young people, for the most part, are staying far away from Barack Obama. Here's Shirley in Florida looking for a candidate who shows that they have the country's best interest at heart.
I would be willing to vote for either party or even possibly a third party that showed that they had the entire country's interest at heart and not just one particular party's interest at heart or one particular segment of the population at heart. I feel right now, for the last 4 years, I've just watched the Republicans just stonewall almost everything. It's like they just took on that attitude that we're going to make this president a one-term president. And it seems like that, to me, that happened. To me, the Republican Party is not the same party. They were a party of compromise at one time, but when the Tea Party got involved, everything changed.
800-510-8255. The Republicans are not the same as they used to be. And I wonder whether you think the Democrats are the same as they used to be. And back again to the discussion of parties and how it works on both sides. That's why I'm not a Republican anymore. I feel, as the gentleman who called earlier, an independent, check out everything and everybody. And I now, as I've become more mature, wonder what the heck we need these parties for. How do they serve to help you and help the country? They really, when you think it through, they don't. They don't serve you. They serve themselves. And they don't help the country. They help themselves. So what's the point? Why are they there? 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Join the biggest names in music, film, and television. And the millions who are standing up to cancer. This is the moment. This is the movement. Stand up with us. Tune in September 7th at 8 Eastern, 7 Central on ABC, CBS, Fox, and NBC. Check your local listings for cable providers. Stand up to cancer.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school. But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control. So I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive Yorgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our Yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like right now at Sears Auto Center, save on Goodyear tires. Plus, get up to $160 by mail-in rebate with the purchase of 4 eligible Goodyear tires when you use your Sears card. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For more coupons and offers, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Offer ends 9/22. Rebates range from $40 to $80. Rebate ends 12/1. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
800-510-8255. You're listening to the Chalk Radio Countdown Show and a discussion of parties and GOP bosses and Democratic bosses and how you benefit and who compromises and who doesn't. Kelly listening to the Jet in Lake City, Florida. Hi, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi. I just wanted to speak to the woman that was talking about compromise. I believe that everybody has the right to choose the candidate they want to vote for.
Sure.
But I believe they also should be very well informed before they cast that vote. And if she would take a look at the record of Congress right now, the Republicans have tried and tried and tried to pass bills or get bills on the Senate floor which Harry Reid just quashes and tables everything that, just because it's Republican, everything they try to put through there. And it's just ridiculous that she wants compromise from both parties when one party's actually trying to do something and the other one, just because, you know, their opposition is Republican, won't even look at it.
It's kind of how you see this. If you're on one side, you see it one way, and that's why I say this stuff is faked. The whole thing about party differences is a bunch of fakers. Harry Reid's the biggest faker. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, both fakers. Boehner, I don't know what I really get from him. I don't feel like he's as big a faker, though. Mitch McConnell is a big faker. So three of the four leaders of the two houses on each side, I'm just giving you my shot on it, are fakers. But you're right, compromise is necessary, and the president is not great at it either. Here's Adam in Laurel, Mississippi. Hi, Adam. You're on the countdown.
How you doing?
All right, sir.
That's exactly what I wanted to call about, was compromise. I am a conservative, but everyone wants to compromise. How do you compromise your values and your belief system?
You realize that for the greater good, sometimes you have to, because not everybody's going to agree with you. It depends on how, I guess, important you think the issue is, but the lack of compromise on foolish things or things that don't affect the whole country. There are regional issues. There are sometimes issues about social and welfare items that aren't going to, at the end of the day, in the light of eternity, make any difference. So why wouldn't you want to compromise on some of it? The problem is, I was about to say you're the problem, but I'll modify that somewhat. The people who won't compromise are the ones who, life is a compromise. You always do everything that your wife asks you to do, or she always do everything that you ask her to do?
No, I compromise on things that I can.
Okay,
On certain social issues. When you're talking about increasing spending and for welfare,
that's not a social issue. That's a political issue, and we ought not to. At this moment in time, if you're not compromising on that, then you're probably in the right park, because we have many problems that need to be solved, and these guys, they just want to. Neither side is compromising. Neither side has the right spin on it, it seems to me. All right, sir. Thanks.
America. Land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Even J.J. Wiseman is my best friend. Well, he's one of my best friends. And he could be one of your best friends as well. He has done a lot of work over the years to keep you out of danger with various books, including All You Need to Know the Truth, as a matter of fact. I got to get the title of the book right, Steve, because I don't want people to be misled. The Truth About Avoiding Scams is one of the books that he has written. As a matter of fact, his website, scamaside.com, is, I think, in demand. A lot of people, no matter what the age, are interested in getting this information because there's so much out there. So now you've worked on a new book, which is coming out in December. Give us a thumbnail sketch of that.
Well, you know, it's a book that's an update on one I did years ago, and it's about identity theft. And the thing is that as we've moved further into the digital age, the risks of identity theft on iPads and smartphones and your computer is much, much worse. And people who would put protective software, for instance, on their computer, don't even think about it on their iPhone and smartphones, and that's where we have a lot of risk. And, you know, frankly, identity theft can be very, very serious. It can affect whether you get a job, whether you get a loan, or even the kind of medical treatment you get. So we're looking forward to it being released in December.
All right, one of the reasons that Steve is here with us on the Countdown every week is to go through some of the stories in the top 10, as determined by the folks at Talkers.com, the items that have been discussed most on a lot of your favorite news talk radio stations and programs around the country. Immigration reform, certainly one of those. So I wonder if we could put into some perspective that makes sense, Steve, what actually has been done. The numbers suggest 1 million illegals could become, I don't know, more, less illegal? what does this all mean?
Well, you know, I guess on the one hand, there are people like me who look at the legal system and say, why is the legal system recognizing that we have laws against illegal immigration, and then we put in laws about how illegal immigrants can access various kinds of benefits? There's something fundamentally wrong with that. On the other hand, there's a recognition of reality, and there are a lot of illegals here who are not presenting great problems, and so it's, okay, how can we deal with some of these people in a way that maybe makes the system work a bit better, people who are contributing to society, and it's not necessarily an amnesty, but provides them a quicker way to a legal status. Boy, to me, it's a slippery slope, but I suppose I do understand the reality of it, and that's what the government is trying to do at this time.
All right, so the state of California says this week they're looking into a way to possibly give illegals the way to get a driver's license.
Yeah.
How in the name of heavens is that? It's like, hello, you talk about getting into one's face. How can there be, with all of the benefits that are given in medical terms and educational terms, how do these people get away with this? How is it that are we just sitting here being dumb because nothing is every place you turn, there's some offense, and that's what I am offended by these people coming here and thinking they can take out whatever they want, do whatever they want, and yet the people who are here legally seem not to have the same status.
Yeah, you know, here, and, well, I tell you, you and I don't think are offended or should be offended as much as the person who came to this country.
Yes.
And went through the whole system to do it right. And they look and they say, why did we have to follow the rules when they're getting the same and sometimes even better benefits? And they flaunted the rules. And that's where I have a problem, because to me it's almost like there have been police stings where they have sent out notices to certain probation and parole violators that they've won a contest, and so they have to show up to claim it. And when they show up to claim it, they get arrested.
Right.
Part of me says, well, let's do this for the legal, the illegals being able to get a driver's license when they show up. Arrest them.
Right.
It's a violation of the law, and I'm conflicted. On the one sense, I want to be practical, but on the other sense, it really does offend me, like you, by definition, when you say, okay, here's somebody breaking the law, and we're talking about what kind of benefits we can provide to them.
It's outrageous. It's beyond the beyond. And to talk about scams, good God. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for The Countdown Show. Check out his website, scamaside.com, and stevelaw.net.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Youngevity's organic plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived organic, certified organic minerals, in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Youngevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.